Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day, on Yom Revi'i, the 12th day of the month of Cheshvan. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children that we have been collectively davening for, Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Bitzalo ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana, and Raya Bas Michal. May they and all those in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters who are still after 400 plus days being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily, today, be returned home to their families. This week, we continue to celebrate and commemorate more now than 1,000 daily Tehillim and Chizuk calls, which began with the onset of COVID. We continue to have a fantastic lineup of Rabbanim this week, starting with today's speaker. And on behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg of Boca Raton Synagogue in Boca Raton, Florida, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Very exciting for me. All the Rabbanim we have on are fantastic, but to have on my own Lord Asra, the Rav of our shul, is very, very special. Rabbi Goldberg will lead us in a recitation of five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as translated into English. And then Rabbi Goldberg will lead us in the Mishaberach for the Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. V'chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Goldberg.
Thank you so much, Naftali, for this opportunity, and thank you so much for this gift of this Tehillim call. 1,000 days, when you think about that number, when it began during COVID, when everyone was separate and apart and looking to connect and to daven together, no one could have imagined 1,000 days later it would still be going on and that we, the Jewish people in the world, would still need it. And a tribute to you, Naftali, your perseverance. Thank you for organizing and hosting it, encouraging it, and promoting it. There's no doubt in my mind that all those who call in every day and join together their tefillos, their prayers, are making a difference and have made a difference for the Jewish people. Please, God will continue to make a difference so that the Tehillim can be Tehillim of gratitude and Tehillim of appreciation of the miracles of Hashem. Please, God, we should hear Besoros Tovos, hostages should come home and the soldiers should be safe, and so on. We conclude, I teach a series called Siddur Snippets on the Siddur, and I just finished Shema Kolenu in the Amida, whose bracha ends, Baracha Hashem Shomea Tefillah, and commentaries note, it doesn't say Shomea Tefillos, Hashem, you hear our prayers in the plural. It says singular, Shomea Tefillah. And there are many answers that are given. But one of them, and the most powerful, and I think what this Tehillim call really represents, is that the most beautiful and the most perfect tefillah is not the one that's disparate. It's not the one that is the static of different voices competing with each other. But when our tefillah complements one another, when we collaborate, when it's unified, then it's the singular Shomea Tefillah. And that's the beauty of this Tehillim call. In the middle of the day, every day, people all over stop to unify their voices and say the same words and present to Hashem before His throne, His Kisei HaKavod, the most perfect, unified, collaborative prayer. Shomea, not Tfilos. Hashem should be Shomea Tfilah, our singular prayer. In our parasha, Avram Avinu is recovering from painful surgery. We know the third day is the most painful. Hashem tried protecting him from hosting guests. He made it an oppressively hot day. But nonetheless, Avram is stubborn. He's sitting outside his tent because it's more painful for him, the idea of not offering hospitality, than it is even the pain of recovering from surgery. And the Torah tells us, Vayisa'ina vayar, he raises his eyes and he sees, Vayinei shlosha anashim nitzavim alav, there are three men standing over him. Vayar, he sees them, vayar, v'krasam, he runs to go greet them, v'pesach ha'ol, the opening of the tent, v'yishtachu arza. Why does it tell us that Avram, that these individuals, their posture, they were nitzavim alav? Couldn't it have simply said, Avram observed there are three men, he wanted to offer them hospitality, so he ran to greet them, he wanted to go take care of them. Why is their posture important? They are nitzavim alav. The Ramban explains the Tam Nitzavim Alav, Shaya Omdim Linegdo Mestaklim. Lefishu Yoshe Behem Omdim, Rambo Amar Alav. They were standing and looking. Avram was sitting. So it's simply trying to paint a picture. The Torah is trying to describe dramatically the scene. And in the scene, Avram is sitting, recovering. They're standing. So it's telling us, in order to depict the scene, that the angels, Rashi disagrees with the Ramban. Rashi explains the angels were standing not over Avram, but in front of Avraham. It says Alav, because it's an expression of respect for the Malachim, the angels, who in a sense, Malachim are superior. They don't struggle with free will. They're not fallible. So as a sign of respect, it describes Alav. They weren't really on top of him. They weren't over him. They were in front of him, but we use that as a expression of honor. The Radakans for now have a third interpretation. They say these angels stood still. They were looking and they were waiting. And they wanted Avram to tell them what to do. So they were there to be of service. The Sforna writes, Hamantinim etel adam ladabri imo yikru nitzavim alav. There's somebody standing there. You ever at your desk, you ever sitting there, you're doing something, one of your children or a colleague, a coworker, an employee come up. They're just standing there. They're hovering. Why are they hovering? Because they're waiting for someone to tell them what to do. So these angels were hovering over Avram, waiting for him to tell them what to do. Three interpretations. The Ramban tells us it's just depicting the scene. Rashi tells us they weren't over, they were in front, but it's just honor for the angels. And the Radak and Sforna, they were hovering, waiting to be told what to do. There's a beautiful insight of the Shevet Ephraim. That's really what I want to share and close with to you today before we dive in together. My friend Rabbi David Silverberg pointed out this Shevet Ephraim, or Ephraim Vald of Satmar. And he says the following. He doesn't use this, but I think you could best appreciate it in the context of a concept that's taught to us by social psychology. There's a concept called diffusion of responsibility, or the bystander effect, which is when something happens and there are a large group of people who see it, and everyone assumes that someone else is going to take care of it. Everyone assumes someone else will make the call, someone else will intervene, someone else will intercede, someone else will step up, take ownership and responsibility. And this phenomenon is dangerous. It leads to groupthink and disengagement or risk-taking behavior. The Shevet Ephraim says, that's why the Torah uses the term Nitzavim Alav. It doesn't just say they were standing before Avram. It says they're standing on him because Avram saw them and he felt, Alai, Alav, this is my job. This is my personal responsibility. I'm not waiting for someone else to step up. I'm not delegating to somebody else. They're Nitzavim Alav. They're standing on him. Avram feels, this is on me. It's my assignment. It's my mission. They're on my shoulders. This, I have to make a difference. So they describe this standing over him in that their needs were a responsibility that Avram felt rested on his shoulders. He acted out of a sense of duty and obligation. He didn't diffuse responsibility. He didn't ignore. He didn't wait for somebody else. It was Nitzavim Alav. It rested on him. It rested on him. And I think that this is a time, it's been for the last 400 plus days, it's been for the last 1,000 days. And frankly, it may be forever, where what it means to be a Yid, what it means to be a Jew, is to feel that the people around us who are struggling, they're Nitzavim Aleinu. They're over us. They're our job, our responsibility. All of you who are called in today and who call in each and every day, you are accepting that responsibility. To not just go on with your day, but to interrupt it, to take a pause in it. And in the middle of the day, to feel, this is on me. The plight of the hostages is on me. The fate of the soldiers is on me. The safety and security of the Jewish people is on me. The people who want to get married or are struggling to have children or need a parnasa or want to recover their health, it's on me. It's Nitzavim Alav. Those are the people who transformed the world, and you are among them. So Yashar Koach, thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you to the OU, to Naftali, for 1,000 days. Wow, what an accomplishment. And halavai, that each of us should look around our families, our lives, our communities, look around at Klal Yisrael and say, what's on me? It rests with me. I'm not waiting. I'm taking extreme ownership. I'm standing up. I'm taking responsibility. Like Avram Avinu, who saw an issue, a problem, who saw an opportunity, and it was Nitzavim Alav. It was standing on him. There's so much that rests with us. Please, God, we will meet the call and the challenge to address what rests on us, to take that responsibility, and to gather again to say Tehillim out of joy and gratitude, Simcha and success. Please join me for Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamnateach Mizmor LeDavid, Yancha Adonai Biyom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchotecha, Diolascha Yidash Nesela, Yitein Lecha Chilvavecha, Vecholat Hatzcha Yimalei, Nirana Nabi Shua Secha, ובשם אלוהינו נדגור ימלא אדוני כל משאלות בכו. אתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו, אלה ברכה ובאלה ואסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, המה קרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסודד, אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קראנו. תלם חף גימו, Psalm 23. Mizmor le David. Adonai ro'i lo echzar. Binoz deshe yar biteini. Amei minuchos yinahaleini. Nafshi yishovev. Yancheini b'maglei tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki yelech b'gei tzalmoves. Lo ira raki ata imadi. Shiftecho mishantecha hema yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged torerai. Dishante v'ashem enoshi kosi revaya. Ach tov v'ochez. Dedi yudifuni ko yimei chayoy. ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. תהילים קכ"א, פסלם 121. שיר למעלות, עשייני אל ההרים, מאיים יבוא עזרי. עזרי מהם אדוני עושה שמיים ואורץ, אל ייתן לעמוד רגלך, אל ינום שומרך. הנה לא ינום ולא יישן, שומר ישראל, אדוני שומרך, אדוני צלך יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמור חמי קורא ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור את עשרו ואחר, מעתה ויד עולם. תלם קוף למן, פסלם 130. שיר המעלות, במעמקים קורא סליחה אדוני, אדוני שמע בקולי, תהיינה אוזנך קשיבות לכל תחנוני, אם עוונות תשמור יא, אדוני מי יעמוד, כמך הצליחה למען תברי, כביסי אדוני כיסא נפשי ולדברו הוכלתי, נפשי לאדוני נשמרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יאחל ישראל לאדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה עם האופידות, והוא יפתח ישראל מכל עוונות סוף. פנות תלם קוף מנבייז, פסלם 142. מזמור מזכיר לדוד, ביוסף ונערה סבילה, קולי לאדוני יזק, קולי לאדוני יזחנון, אשפוך לבנו שיחי, צרסי לפניו אגיד, בהסתף עלי רוחי, ואתה ידעת נשיא ועשי, ביורך זו הולך, תמנו פח לי. הבית ימין ראה ואין לי מכיר, עבד מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני אמרתי, אתה מחתי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבו אל ינוסי גידלותי מאוד, הצילי מיני רדפי קיימצו ממני. הוציאה ממזכר נפשי להודות לשמך, ביחתי רצדיקים, כי סגמול עליי. Please join me now for אחינו. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנשונים בצרה ובשביה, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המקום ירחם עליהם ויוצאים מצרה לברכה מאפילה לרוע משיבות לגאולה. השתם בעגלה וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, we say Amen. Mishaberach for the prayer for the Israel Defense and Security Forces. Mishaberach avasein rav nevi Yaakov, v'yivarech etcha elei tzva agen al Yisrael, v'anshei kochos habitachon, homdim ha-mishmaratein v'yarei Eloheinu, migmol ha-levonon v'yad minima mitzrayim, min ha-yim ha-gadol ad-lova ha-rava, b'chom ha-kom shem, b'yabash ha-ba-avir u-vayam. Yitein adonai yisraveinu, ha-kamim alinu nigafim v'tnehem, kodosh baruch hu yishmo v'yatsu etcha elinu mikol tzor v'tzukom mikol nego ma-chala, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם, ידבר שונאים מתחתיהם, יעצרם בחסר ישועה ועטרת ניצחון, יקיים בהם הכסוף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, להילחם לכם ולאיכם, להושיע אתכם ונאמר, אמן. Continue to משברך for שבויים, the prayer for those who are being held hostage. משברך אבא סיימן עזב יעקב, יוסף משה ואהרן דבר שלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צהג הנה לישראל ושבויו, ואת כל אחינו הנשאים בצרב ושביה. בעבור שכל הכל הקדוש הזה, מספלה בעבורם הקדוש ברוך הוא לרחמים עליהם ויוצאים מחושך וצהל מוות ומוסריהם ינתק ומצוקותיהם יושיעים וישירי מהיר לחיק משוחותיהם יודו עד נחזו ונפלסו בבני אדם יקיים בהם מנקר שכזו ופתיעד מהישבו ונבוצים בעינה ושמחת עולם על ראשם ססון ושמחה יזיג ונצויה גם בענחה ונאמר אמן. Finally, נשברך for home, the prayer for those who are ill. I'll pause, and when I do, please include the names of men and women who are counting on us for our heartfelt prayers. Mishaberach avaseinu Avram Zviyakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, hu yivarach v'rapei asacholim v'asacholos. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alav Lachim Lachim Alav Lachim 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 Lachim
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Goldberg. We look forward to having you back on the program, Emir Tashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.